Festive news are the Christmas Hotline, starring Roy Hunt with June Whitfield, Chris Emmett, and the Holly Hotliners.
Thank you and welcome to the show. Yes, the show that does for the news what Batman did for Anne Diamond. And Christmas comes but once a year. In London's Oxford Street, that's mid-July till December the 25th. And a vicar, did you read that? A vicar said if the good Lord returned, he wouldn't recognise anything about Christmas except the films on the telly. And spare a thought for the hard-pressed clergy this Christmas time, eh? Yes, their cases come up in the New Year's. And, of course, the Church of England saw more and more vicars coming out of the closet, eh?
Yes.
They had a quick cup of tea, tidied their makeup, and went back in again. Mind you, it's been a great year for the gutter press, hasn't it, eh? The only trouble is, now and again, you get run over by David Pleat, but... Thank you, Crystal Palace fans everywhere. Mind you, you can always tell when it's getting near Christmas, can't you? From the icicles on Roy Hatters' lip, you know. But... Oh, and I read that patients in national health hospitals over Christmas will be tucking into a mince pie. Yes. And those going private will get one each. And I see Maggie Thatcher's been listening to the carol Good King Wenceslas, eh? She says if the DHSS spot a poor man gathering winter fuel, they must stop his heating allowance immediately. But some good news, folks, say we had Reagan and Gorbachev in a head-to-head, eh? It was like Grecian 2000 versus the Ink Spots, wasn't it, really? But sticking with the bizarre, I see poor old Marty Kane, eh? Poor old Marty Kane says she dreads going to parties now. She keeps getting mistaken for the wishbone, you know? And England's cricketers have had problems with Abdul Qadir's googlies. They say he can turn them either way, you know. But the person with the biggest problem this Christmas is Britt Eklund, eh? Do you know, she spent 18 hours just decorating her tree. Well, she always did like her action men well hung, didn't she?
And now, by special festive request, we present Miss June Whitfield, OBE, with her brilliant, uncannily lifelike impression of Mr. Roy Hunt.
Oh, thanks, Chris. Well, there you go. And I see it's that time of year when the old white stuff lays around deep and crisp and even. I really must get my dandruff seen to. I think so, I think so. That one looks better written down. Oh, and what about Mrs. Thatcher, eh? Kenneth Williams in a twin set? Clever. Not funny, but clever.
All right, you win, June. I'll burn the negatives. There we are. But talking to Mrs. Thatcher, I wonder how she's spending this Christmas, eh? Dot, 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 question mark.
Now, let's see. What have I written? Dear Mr. Heath, do please drop in for drinks on Sunday. By the way, the front door latch broke yesterday and Bunter Lawson came round to fix it. Unfortunately, he's done the same job on it as he's done on the economy and now the whole thing's cocked up. So, please come round the back way. Love and kisses, Maggie Poos. There. Now, all I have to do is let the tiger loose in the backyard. Now, where's Dennis? Dennis? Dennis?
I'm dreaming of a white shield Worthington Christmas! Oh, dear. It's the last time I have Tia Maria on my cornflakes. Oh, dear. Hello, my little Skeletor. Here's your present.
Oh, Dennis, it's another liter of gin. You know I don't like gin.
Oh, dear, what a pity. Never mind. I suppose I'll have to drink it.
Dennis, you do this every year.
I know, it's marvellous, isn't it?
Now, here's your present.
It's not a bottle of gin, is it?
No.
Shame. Oh. Oh, that's marvellous, darling. Another signed photograph of you. It goes so well with all the others.
Oh, now, that'll be Mark. I invited him and Carol round for lunch.
Oh, no, not Bernie Winters and Schnorbitz. Oh.
Hello, Mumsy.
How many times have I told you not to call me Mumsy?
Sorry, Pop. I'm just bringing Sis round, but it looks as if we've taken a wrong turn somewhere.
Good God, man, you're only coming from the bedroom.
I know.
Well, where are you now?
Cardiff.
Oh, God.
Right, now let's just go through the present
list. Jolly good?
Cecil Parkinson.
Ah.
I've got him a family planning item.
Oh. What is it, dear? Wicked Willie's Guide to Women?
No, a bulldog clip. Now then.
God, I'm seeing bats now. I must get back to the clinic.
Oh, no, no, Dennis, don't swat it. It might be...
Good evening, mortals.
Tibbet!
Correct. I can't stay for long. I've come to wish you a dreary Christmas and a miserable New Year.
Oh, thank you, Norman.
Vaporizing vampires. What's that coming up the street?
Why, it's a man holding a cross.
Oh, no. I'm going to go all wrinkly and disappear.
Good God, you're not going to the House of Lords as well, are you?
Farewell.
It's true. Who's the chump with the crozier?
Yeah, it is I, Rambo Ramsey. Verily, I say unto you, as Moses did say unto the tax gatherer, hey up, chuck how you diddly.
Oh, Robert, Dennis and I have got you a little something.
I've already got one of those. Margaret and Dennis, I've had to come and talk to you about your unchristian attitude towards people who may have opinions different from yours.
What? Do you mean? This year, I asked you to send a greetings card to the SDP.
I did.
Some festive holly to the Liberals.
I did.
And I even asked you to give a huge Christmas tree to Neil Kinnock.
I did, but it's where you told me to shove it that I object.
Oh, I don't know. Look, here's another present under the Christmas tree, yeah?
There's no card. Who's it from?
The News of the World.
How do you know?
Because it's wrapped in a copy of it. Look.
Oh, isn't that nice? What is it?
It's the newest thing in toys, an action vicar.
I hate to ask, but what does it do?
I don't think I want to know, but it does come with a set of Cindy doll clothes. I know that.
Hey, don't throw the paper away. I haven't read it yet.
I wonder how journalists spend their Christmas.
All people who work on the News of the World, eh?
Well, I suppose they have an office party like everyone else.
Here we go!
Oh, come on, Wendy, show us your knickers.
There is no way to talk to your editor. Besides, I can't find them at the moment.
Last time I saw him, they were being auctioned off.
Blimey, I wondered why the copy boy was walking that way.
Oh, come on now, Mackenzie, let's get on with it.
Right.
I want to do a review of the year's news.
The trouble is, I can't remember any of it.
The news?
No, the year.
Well, what about you, Jameson? What can you remember?
Well, let's see. There was the night I took Nina Miska out to Stringfellows.
Oh, what happened?
She got a job as a bouncer.
Well, Well, this is all very interesting.
Very interesting.
But it is not what I asked.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, let's think that. Oh, well, Prince Edward turned his back on the Marines.
That's a very dangerous thing to do.
So what was new this year?
Well, Joan Collins got divorced.
So what was new this year?
But she didn't get married again.
Now, that is new, yeah.
I must say, the public likes nothing more than reading about politics and sex together.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Cecil Parkinson was back, yeah.
And we better remind readers that he was given a job in the cabinet.
What did he have? Health secretary? Home secretary? Or foreign secretary?
Well, if the rumours are right, all of them.
Here's a story that was the envy of all our male readers. Five times a night, Ralph Halpin.
Whoa. Poor old Fiona Wright. She had a lot to put up with, you know.
Now, just a minute. Where's your respect? The man's got a knighthood.
I hope he wears it in the right place. Oh, now, don't do that all over me.
Here's a story we can use. Filed under Disney characters. It's about Ronnie Reagan's undesirable growth.
When they removed it, they found it was his brain.
Oh, that's no use to anyone here.
No use to anyone.
I don't know how you two could possibly have missed the biggest story of the year.
Oh, what was that?
The licensing laws are changed to allow all-day drinking.
All-day drinking?
Shut up.
What are we doing here, then? Come on, let's go.
Hang on. You've got enough drink here at the party.
Oh, no, but down the pub we can put it on expenses.
Yeah. Oh, last one there.
Oh, here's a nice little stocking filler. Look at this. A Christmas panto on compact disc. Oh, want to hear it?
Oh, we'd be here all night.
No, we won't. It's a compact panto.
Hello, children. I am Cinderella.
I'm Dyspepsia.
And I'm Rubella.
We do the preening.
She does the cleaning. We won't lift the finger because it's terribly demeaning.
I must polish all the doors and windows.
I am Buttons. I'm in love with Cinders. She's ever cheerful. She's never tearful. Even when they give her an earful.
I'm Dandini.
Yes, and I'm Prince Charming.
Gosh, they're ugly.
Yes, it's quite alarming. You two are tarty. Come to my party. Just a little gathering of the Illuminati.
Take me with you.
Such a gob, you scrubber.
Help us titivate and do not blubber.
Then do the cooking.
Are we looking?
We're going to the ball.
Ta-da.
Won't you take me with your sisters?
Oh, that's a joke.
Oh, you shall go to the ball.
Someone spoke. What's this thing appearing in a puff of smoke?
direct from their triumph in a pantomime which was to have been called Jack and the Beanstalk. But they've had such a skinful, it's now titled The Sleeping Beauty, so it's no Humpty Dumpty for them. Here they are, filling the stage with pumpkins, with a smile, a song, and a quick rub of the ring, Murdoch and Maxwell.
Well, if it isn't the widow Murdoch.
And it's Dandini Maxwell. Look out, it's behind you.
Yeah, sorry about that. Blame it on the mince fries. So what presents did you get then?
The Bonnie Langford pop-up book.
Oh, yes.
The trouble is, once you've opened it, you can't shut it up.
Sandwich. How do you get on with this 24-hour telly?
Oh, it's murder trying to last out all night.
You're right. 3 minutes and I'm finished.
Then the missus has Nicholas Parsons on.
Blimey, you're broad-minded, ain't you? Here, how about that summer we had?
What summer?
Exactly. It's not easy trying to have a barbecue in your living room.
Oh, I don't know. I managed it. I put a wire grill over the mother-in-law's commode.
That must have been fun.
Not for the mother-in-law. She was on it at the time.
Here, moving hastily on. Did you play a big part in the election?
Oh, yes, I went canvassing.
So did I. Were you successful?
Not half. I sold 2 houses double glazing, 3 timeshares, and converted 5 families to the Mormons. What about you?
Well, I wasn't so lucky. First place I called, this woman slammed the door on me pamphlets.
It served you right. It's your foot you're supposed to stop it with.
Hey, so now Christmas is here. What about the new year, eh? Have you made any resolutions?
Yes, I'm giving up the woman who stood beside me through thick and thin all these years.
You're divorcing the missus?
No, I'm elbowing Glenda, the barmaid down at the Bunting and Frolics. But what about your New Year's resolution?
I'm giving up smoking.
Is that before or after?
No, during.
Oh.
I tell you why, it fogs up the mirror, you see.
Oh. What, the one on the ceiling?
No, the one on the floor.
Oh. That's another way of looking at it, isn't it?
It's not a pretty sight.
Oh, dear. Must look like the Hanging Gardens of Babylon from down there.
It's more like the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Oh, yeah, thank you, love.
Oh, dear. Oh, isn't there anything on the telly?
Oh, our telly's on.
Oh, put it off! Oh, anything but that. I can't stand that alternative comedy where...
Oh, well, who wants a drink?
Well, what have we got?
Well, didn't Max Bygrove send us a bottle of something?
Oh, I can't take Tizer at this time of the day. Roy, please.
All right.
There's always that stuff Chris bought 5 years ago. What was it? Bailey's Irish Cream?
It'll be more like Bailey's Irish Yogurt by now, I should think.
Well, that wasn't for you. I left it out for Santa and Rudolph.
You know I do feel sorry for Santa, don't you, having to work on Christmas Day? I mean, it must be awful for him.
There, darling. Don't cry.
But, Mum!
All of Christmas will be home soon. Don't cry.
But, Mum!
Shut up, you little brat, or I'll make you watch Keith Harrison Orville again.
Christmas is a time specially for children.
Exactly, Sue. Shut up. You're 37.
Oh, brilliant. I can hear them. Dad's coming now. Happy Christmas, Dad.
Shut your face.
What did I say?
Don't you talk to me about Christmas. It's the same thing year in, year out. For 364 days, I do nothing, do I, but sign on at the North Pole Job Centre, eh? Trying to find something for a bloke with rosy red cheeks who goes, oh. Then for 24 hours, they expect me to dash all round the civilised world with clapped-out reindeer, shinning down chimneys, deciphering children's handwriting, eating stodgy mince pies, drinking cheap British sherry, and Bailey's Irish Cream.
That's sense.
And then, to cap it all, Rudolph lost a shoe on the Reykjavik bypass, didn't he? I was breathalyzed, thrown in clink, held for questioning, and you try explaining to a desk sergeant in Bolivia that the reason you parked on someone's roof and are trying to break into their house is because you are a semi-mythical character from Nordic folklore who parades around in a bright red suit with wellies no answers to the name of Father Christmas.
But apart from that, how was your day?
Rudolph, bite her, will you?
Can we open our presents, Mum?
Oh, here you go, son. It's what all the kids have got this year.
Yes, it's a transformer.
Oh, brilliant! A transformer! God, what is it? A racing car that transforms into a robot? It's just a block of wood.
That's right, son. It transforms into a doorstop. Now, sling it at your mother. Go on.
Never mind, Mum. Dad, look what I've brought you. Come in. Hello, everyone. Your tea's ready. Anyone for a scone? What do you think, Dad?
What is it, son? It's just one of my bleeding elves from the workshop, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's what every mum and dad get at Christmas, don't they?
What's that, then?
A goblin tea's made.
And this Christmas, I'm told that the royal family are going to hang something unusual on their tree. It's a Sun reporter. But what is it like at Balmoral during the Yuletide, eh? What a sight it must be, eh, to see Philip, Charles and Andy roasting their nuts by the fire. The headlines scoots up to Scotland to have a look.
Isn't it wonderful, Philip, to see the whole family reunited around the blazing log fire, bathing the whole room in a radiant Yuletide glow of peace and harmony.
Oh, stop looking at those soppy Christmas cards and carry on peeling the spuds, will you? Oh, no, it must be old Cabbage Face and his clothes horse. Hello, Charles, how are you?
Fine, thank you, Daddy. Hello, Mummy, I brought someone with me. Hold on a minute.
Oh, dear.
You can come in. Come along. This way, yes. Now, stand there. Don't need to say anything. You look very nice as you are, isn't it? Well, Mummy, what do you think of the tree?
Charles, where's Diana?
I haven't seen her for a while. Not since we were involved in an unfortunate incident that we've both come to regret.
Oh, not another tiff.
No, the wedding.
Didn't you bring young William with you?
Oh, yes, he's next door playing darts with Granny.
Oh, not again. I wish you'd get him to use a dartboard instead, I really do.
I'll fetch him for you.
Oi, leave it out, you horrible little blazer, or I'll rip your ears off.
Hello, Granny.
Oh, God, not you, I'd rather have the darts.
I say, where's Auntie Margaret?
She's over here, looking at the furniture.
Yes, from underneath, as usual.
Another drink, Margaret. Say when.
Say when, Margaret.
Auntie, say when.
Margaret. Say when, Margaret.
When?
Oh. Oh, dear. Better roll her into the corner before the other guests arrive.
Hey, yes. Who else is coming? Is Major Ferguson expected?
Oh, dear. Oh, naughty Dobbin, you've blown the snow off me boots. Oh, look at the hall carpet, you naughty little horseshoe.
Oh, that's okay. Make yourself at home.
I already have. Yeah.
I've done a few dips.
Have you? I didn't feel a thing. Talking of horses, where's that other girl of yours, young Annie?
She can't come. She's still busy with Save the Children.
How many does she have to save before she gets a mug?
She's married to one already.
I say, Mother... Oh, it's the wrong voice.
Charles Ferguson, this is your life.
I say, Mother, what time's lunch? I could murder a nut cutlet, and my friend over there says he'd love a baby bio.
Oh, we're going informal this year. Margaret's laid on a chicken dinner.
Well, that's ruined it for a start.
Dear, dear, flap me crabs. I'll have to find somewhere else to keep them.
Don't worry. We were thinking of putting you up for the night.
Why, haven't you got a flag?
Goodness, look at the time. Time to switch the telly on to watch that special, much-loved event that happens every year.
Oh, no. Do we have to watch you giving your speech?
Oh, of course not, Philip. It's something much more important and traditional than that. Here.
Oh, yes.
The hills are alive with the sun. Downright fair and square. Merry Christmas comes but once a year, so it could be twice the fun once here if the goods weren't all three times as dear. Be fair.
Be fair? What does Christmas future hold?
That's fair. Why not have our fortunes told?
Yes, fair. Let the future now unfold. Take care. Christmas is coming in 1988.
Please put a fiver on the old man's plate.
If you haven't got a fiver, you simply have to wait.
He certainly won't get it by scrounging off the state.
Christmas alone can't be fair.
Pick up the phone and show you care.
But David Owen likes it on his own. Be fair.
There's two new bells around, I feel. When Christmas comes, you like to feel.
Well, that's just what Glennis said to Neil.
Be fair, here's a cheerful Christmas verse.
Take care, Christmas means an empty purse.
Fair's fair, can the future be much worse? Be fair. Christmas is coming, it's now 2001.
Please give a tenner to the old man's son.
If you haven't got a tenner, you won't have any fun.
And it won't while my government can run and run and run.
Will next year's Christmas Day be white?
I can forecast this second sight. Guess the weatherman won't get it right. Be fair.
Be fair. Christmas means old friends appear.
That's fair. Hang the mistletoe right here.
Fair's fair. Till we meet again next year. Take care.
Take care.
Press for 1988.
We'll soon be getting Give Us a Clue with Michael Parkinson every day at 9:30 a.m.
I see. And Diamond suffered morning sickness. Now it's our turn.
Arthur Scargill's New Year's resolution comes to grief.
Yes, it's amended three times and referred back to Congress for another 12 months.
Robert Maxwell plans to extend his domination of the world of sport.
He's going to win the FA Cup, knock out Mike Tyson, and come first, second, and third in the Grand National.
New evidence confirms the report that says some people get a sexual thrill from stealing.
So now we know why Bob Monkhouse has always got a smile on his face.
And that's the end of the Stop Press for 1988.
But I'll be back in March unless I'm still on the piste in Switzerland. Bye for now!
Those were the Christmas Hudlines with Roy Hart, June Whitfield, Chris Emmett and the Holly Hudliners. Seasonal sketches were by Peter Hickey and Tony Hare, Martin Booth, Stuart Silver, Malcolm Williamson, Alan Whiting, Paul B. Davis, Bill Matthews and Mike Coleman, with songs by Richard Quick and Jeremy Brown. Additional Christmas chuckles from Robert Linford, John Sneddon, Perry Johnson, David Kine, William Saunders, Peter Hughes, Paul Alexander, Faye Dickinson and Andrew Hastings.
All of who have hung their festive baubles on our producer,
Mark Robson.